With the increasing popularity of electric vehicles in California, researchers are anticipating the Golden State will soon experience a glut of used electric car batteries. The batteries no longer hold a charge sufficient for use in vehicles, but that doesn't mean they're useless. According to a new study out of UCLA and UC Berkeley, there is a way that those old batteries could be used to store energy for other purposes. For more, we turn to the KCBS Newsline and Ethan Elkind, the study's lead author and associate director of UC Berkeley and UCLA Climate Change Program. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So, how could these batteries be repurposed?
Well, so the batteries, as you mentioned, they still have a lot of capacity left, even when they're not so great in the vehicle. And so if we can take all of these batteries and essentially stack them, you could take advantage of that extra capacity in all sorts of different ways. So if you're stacking them, you have what's called bulk energy storage, and you can capture surplus renewable energy. For example, at nighttime, if you have a lot of wind power but not a lot of demand, you could capture that in those used batteries and then deploy them during times of peak electricity demand and save a lot of money and make our grid a lot cleaner in the process.
In a way, it seems like technology always seems to jump in front instead of wondering, well, how are we going to get rid of this stuff? The same thing with computers, right? I mean, we have a glut of computers everywhere for the most part. I mean, how do you address an issue like that?
Well, I think there's a lot of innovation happening, and this is a really promising industry. I saw a report came out from Navigant that estimated that this could be a $3 billion industry in a couple decades of repurposing these electric vehicle batteries. So we're seeing some attention now, some industry attention and innovation, and there's entities that are experimenting with this, taking these batteries, and the automakers are as well, and seeing how they perform in these different scenarios. So having this inexpensive energy storage available to people can really be a game changer in terms of cleaning up our electricity supply and also generating a lot of jobs potentially here in California, because this is where almost 40% of the electric vehicle sales are nationwide. We've just crossed 100,000 sales threshold. So it's a market that's really moving in a very positive direction, and we anticipate it going up to 1.5 million vehicles sold by 2025. So there's a lot of money at stake here and a lot of environmental good to be done.
Now, researchers and scientists such as yourself can be on board with this, but as I understand it, it's now crucial to get policymakers and regulators on board, else this whole thing won't work.
Well, you know, like any new sort of disruptive technology or industry, there's all sorts of regulations and rules and ways that we haven't quite contemplated this sort of deployment of used batteries. So what we recommend in the report is that policymakers get ahead of this and lay the foundation now through regulations and clarifying rules and liability, things like that, to make sure that we can assure automakers and people driving these electric vehicles that there's going to be a secondary market for these vehicles, and we can start to put them in motion as they start coming out of the vehicles in huge amounts in the coming years.
Now, what's happening to the batteries now?
So right now, since the electric vehicle market really just started a few years ago, mostly people are still driving them around, which is great. But right now they're being recycled, which is a pretty expensive process, and there's a lot of environmental harm associated with that, although not a huge amount because you can salvage a lot of the chemicals and the elements and things. But like I say, we're looking towards a flood of these batteries coming out soon. So we don't want to just see them recycled if there's additional value that we can get out of them and additional environmental good in the process.
And what about the worldwide implications for developing countries using these batteries?
So that's another potential market. In fact, right now, a lot of the batteries coming out of hybrid vehicles like the Toyota Prius, they're going out to countries like China and India, and they're already using them as on-site energy storage. So that's another potential market, but I'd love to see those batteries stay here in California. We have a real need for inexpensive energy storage, particularly as we have more solar deployed on rooftops and we have more wind energy, and we need to be able to capture that intermittent energy and deploy it when we need it. So energy storage is critical for decarbonizing our grid, and as we bring down the cost of these batteries, it's going to make electric vehicles a lot more competitive. And we also want to see people able to afford these vehicles because they perform very well, and they're huge environmental benefits from people switching from gas to electric.